Right there, it's another one of the greatest hits on Triple M. I'm going to play John Farnham for you. And if you're a fan of John Farnham and have seen the movie, wait till you hear what they're working on right now. We will get to that after we take you to the USA. He's back travelling once more from EFTM.com. Trevor Long, hello, and how are you doing after a very long flight and the Worldwide Developers Conference?
Yeah, this has been a big day. This event is all about developers. It's all about the people that make the apps for our phones and computers and things. And so normally it's a bit nerdy. It's a long event, several hours of executives talking and showing changes to, you know, what's happening on iPhones and Macs. Not physical devices normally, just the software that runs on them. But they did announce a few new Mac computers for pro-level users and entry-level, the MacBook Air, which is an entry-level laptop. But mate, I mean, everyone was holding out because the rumors were so strong that they were going to release some sort of headset, goggles, virtual reality. And to the credit of the leakers and the people that had the rumors, they were spot on. The Apple Vision Pro was announced.
So this is virtual reality. And I was just talking to Trevor offline before we actually came on air. I'm wondering if the world is now not able to handle reality, like the real stuff, because we've got fake news. We have AI art. My hand is in the air. I do some of that. You're not going to stop that. But we're also not going to stop the march of technology. These virtual reality goggles, I don't understand it. What does it do?
You know what? I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't understand it yet either. And I think that's their biggest challenge. They've demonstrated an amazing bit of technology. There are other goggles on the market. These are clearly better. They have better sensors, better cameras. They do more because when you wear them, you immediately see the world around you. And that firstly is different to virtual reality because it's what we call augmented reality. So you can see the room you're in and you can put things in that room like your calendar, your emails, watch movies. They might be 3D movies. You can do a whole range of different things. But what those things are yet is to be found. So the developers who saw it today would be now going, well, what can I do on it? What can I make work with this? And frankly, that will make or break this category because I don't know too many people that want to wear a headset on their head sitting in their lounge room, kitchen, dining room, office, wherever they are.
Yeah.
But they thought about a lot of things here. They thought about the fact that you could be immersed in your work and someone could walk into the room. Well, your headset will detect that and show that person in walking in the room so that it's not a solo experience. The person walking into the room will see your eyes. There's a screen facing outwards which that shows your eyes so that you can still have eye contact. So there's a lot to this. It is remarkable, Cliff, but it's $3,500 and not available until next year. So. Yeah. Who the hell's buying that?
What was the talk amongst other people, correspondents from around the world like yourself?
Everyone's excited. Everyone knows this is either one of the biggest days in our history, because we'll look back on it as being the day that defined the augmented virtual reality world, or it's a day that we'll remember as Apple announcing a product that didn't quite cut the muster. And I think that's going to be fascinating over the next... It'll take 5 years because... This is very, very new, and they're not going to walk away from something quickly.
Yeah, I'm just reading some more about it here. Apple keeps track of the 12 cameras, 5 sensors, and 6 microphones that all operate in tandem to control the device. Like I say, it's going to be available next year, but it's surely not going to be for, you know, we mere mortals. So has this got implications for the military, I wonder? Where are they going?
I see a lot of implications in enterprise. So if you're a business trying to train people, training could be amazing. I see big opportunities in education. And I do see a lot of entertainment value, whether it's watching 3D content like movies, whether it's seeing movies or content on a bigger screen because it looks so big in front of you, whether it's just for sitting at a desk and having more productivity because you look around to see things like your email in one direction, you know, the web in another, messages in another, rather than having to buy multiple monitors. This might be the thing. This is a powerful computer. It's packing the same processing power as their Mac laptop. So it has the potential to be huge.
Can you imagine what it would have been like for NASA if they, well, today's the anniversary of the D-Day landing as well, if they'd had that kind of technology back then? And look, how many times have you and I talked about what's next? We've got artificial intelligence going on with this, that, and goodness only knows what else. What's it going to do to one-to-one communication when you actually have to talk and interact with a real person? Oh, my God, that's scary.
Yeah, and I feel that. That's my biggest concern with this whole movement. So that has to be worked out. Apple's doing a better job of working that out than anyone else by incorporating, you know, the ability for people to see your eyes through the machine. But yeah, I am struggling with the concept overall, and I think that it's a fascinating journey that Apple's on.
We have got a whole bunch for you at EFTM.com. Have a look, see for that. Mate, see if you can get you some rest. I know it's a disgusting hour of the day there in the United States. Thanks for taking the call. And Trevor Long, let's talk again next week, shall we?
I'll be back.
Thank you, mate. EFTM.com. You can get Trevor's full reports, plural, at that website. And I'm going to put this up onto the catch-up page too via the listener app, LASTNR. Download it for free. Take Triple M wherever you want to go, whenever.